Now, we've been talking about a well-known person you like or admire, and I'd like to discuss with you one or two more general questions related to this. Let's consider, first of all, famous people in your country. Mm. So in Germany, what kind of people are famous?
Mostly sports people, I would say. Like, our favorite sport is soccer. So, yeah, people who play this sport. Famous as well are politicians, but they are not admired or they're not liked or anything.
So there's
like that.
A difference between being famous and being admired.
I think so, I definitely think so, yeah.
And politicians are only famous.
They are only famous because it's easy to blame them for everything what happens. At the moment we have the financial crisis in Europe, especially Greece and Ireland really have to suffer at the moment. And yeah, it's easy to blame something. You can't blame a soccer player, but it's easy to blame the politicians.
How about movie stars? Are they also famous in Germany?
Yeah, they are also famous, but not the German movie stars or music stars. We don't have a big, a big branch of this. More, yeah, American folks, mostly US American movie stars. But it's hard to, to think that they are our role models or anything like that. They are living on the other side of the lake and yeah, they're just in the television.
What about in the past? What kinds of people were famous in the past?
Especially in the 70s, 60s, I would say musicians. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, of this freedom, of this lifestyle we had there. Yeah, these musicians who lived this.
And how about the future? Can you give me a prediction for the future?
Definitely not bankers.
Not bankers?
Yeah, because of the financial crisis again. Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe people who serve the planet and who wants to save the planet, work for this, or environmentally people, would be quite likely because we have this theme of global warming at the moment. Mm. It's well discussed and I would say this could be likely.
Now let's talk about celebrity culture. Often famous people are used in advertisements. Mm. Can you give me some examples of that?
I don't watch a lot of television, but television or see advertisements, so I can't give many examples actually.
Well, how about instead of for products, how about celebrities being involved in advertising for causes or charities? Have you seen examples of that?
Sometimes like for environmentally things. I can't name any celebrities, but it's quite often that they use this image. A celebrity has done something in his life and many people admire him for the one or the other reason. So it's quite a good thing that they use a celebrity because he as a role model stands for something and he stands for the environment or maybe for a product. So the people who admires him wants to buy this product, wants to do something for the environment.
Now let's change to the negatives. What kind of possible negative effects might a celebrity have on younger generations?
Yeah, as I said, they are role models for many people. And this rugby star who was in the television the last weeks and months go on the wrong path and taking drugs or just living the wrong lifestyle, then the young people think, hey, it's cool what he's doing. So he's famous, he has money, he's taking drugs, so hey, that fits together, I want to do the same.
So you think that his behavior actually can influence how younger generations choose to lead their lives?
I definitely think so, yeah.
So do you think that a celebrity has a moral responsibility to behave in a better manner in public?
As long as he is famous, as he is in everyday life, he definitely has. He's not only the normal person, if he is at home, it's okay what he's doing, I don't care. But at the moment, the very moment he goes public or is on television or in the newspapers, he definitely has a responsibility because millions of people are watching what he is doing.
So would you say that there's an obligation, that a person who becomes famous, they have an obligation to behave in a more ethical or moral manner?
Yeah, and if he can't stand this pressure, then he should take care that he's not being famous somehow. I don't know whether it's possible somehow, but there is this obligation, definitely.
Well, thank you very much. That's the end of the speaking test.
Thank you.